Today's Cotton Newsline is Two Cuts. They feature Patrick Kramer, Communications Director for the Minority Side of the United States Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. First cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We had a great hearing in Jonesboro, Arkansas. We had 11 witnesses, 2 panels, and a wide range of folks testifying. We had a producer panel on the front end, and then the second end was nutrition and rural development. There was a lot of focus from the first panel on what's working, what needs to be changed perhaps, where we could fix things when it comes to the safety nets for producers. Among our witnesses on the first panel was Nathan Reed, who's a cotton farmer in Marianna, Arkansas. And Nathan was bringing up the challenges that's echoed by a lot of farmers across the country, considering the situation that they all currently face with high input costs, the inflation, the supply chain issues that are still hindering most producers, labor issues, all this sort of things that's kind of built up a perfect storm. Ranking Member Bozeman always likes to say the best ideas come from the ground up. And that's why we started this process off with the field hearing in Michigan and then one in Arkansas. We take that sort of input and fashion it as we move forward into what becomes the Farm Bill. But it's more than just those two hearings. It's a continual conversation from the ag community. And the biggest way that folks can be involved in that is to work through the various advocacy groups for the commodities or the Farm Bureau, the larger organizations. We're at the very beginning of this process, and it's going to take some time, and there's plenty of opportunity, I think, along the way for folks to weigh in and give their input. The members of the Ag Committee are committed to putting together a Farm Bill that works for everybody. The last Farm Bill passed the Senate with a record amount, and I know the ranking member has said time and time again that I want to beat that. It's going to be a challenge. But the view here is that it's a challenge that we want to take on, that we want to do something that can get broad support. And we think that that's an achievable goal.
Second cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
And then on the second panel, we got a lot of input as to how we can help rural America grow. There's a lot of challenges that are unique to rural America. And the Farm Bill, while it's about creating safety net for farmers, it's also about creating safety net for rural America. Senator Bozeman, ranking member, would say that in a lot of these rural communities, really agriculture is all that's left. And if you don't have agriculture, then you're going to lose that community. And so how can you help ensure that those communities are thriving, that they don't lose their community hospitals, they don't lose their schools, their kids can get broadband in the schools? And so that was a big part of the discussion as well. You know, one of the things that the ranking member highlighted during his opening statement is that out of the 75 counties in Arkansas, 53 have lost population. And so we need to find ways to keep folks in rural America and continue to make those communities thrive. And I think that's one of the goals too, along with, again, this making a safety net for all the commodities, but really helping build rural America's future and getting the things that are needed in rural America, infrastructure and broadband and all of that, so that we can have healthy rural communities.